What a roller coaster it's been.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What a journey we've
had. Twists, turns, yeah. Highs,
yeah.
Lows.
Very low lows. For those that don't know, Pam, my dog, went blind one day and took her to the vet, had to go emergency in Sydney, spent overnight there, didn't know what it was. Her retinas were being attacked. They were hemorrhaging, blood clots, all that sort of gear. Couldn't see. Didn't think she was going to be able to see again. Thought it was a parasite. Started treating her. She could then start to see again. One eye's worse than the other. Had a follow-up appointment a few weeks later after having been on some medication yesterday. Went to the Central Coast. And we have a few more answers.
Okay. So yesterday you said that it could be a case of things are going well, off the meds. Could also be option two.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going pretty well. We're easier off the meds. See how it goes. Might come back. Option three might be neurological, might be killing her. Might have to do some very expensive tests.
MRI, CT scans. Or she might need to be medicated for the rest of her life, which we didn't want because she's not behaving well on the meds in terms of it's just making her lethargic and yada yada and depressed and whatever. Anyway. As it turns out, we went there. They tested her eyes, did a bunch of different eye tests, which is very funny to see a dog get eye tests, by the way.
Like, I know, because all I can picture is the tiny letters stuck on a piece of paper from across the room. Like, I don't understand how you make Pam do that.
No, they like looked into her eyes. It was a dark room. I had to hold her there, and she did a very good job. Anyway, the great news is her eyes responded of that of a dog with normal eyesight.
Okay, so like 20/20 vision?
Not fully. They said she's definitely lost vision and her depth perception isn't great in her left eye, but her right eye is completely fine.
Wow. So the meds are working?
The meds are working and the left eye is better than expected. They said they can't work out exactly how much vision she's lost. It's impossible to say because dogs don't talk. But she doesn't have full vision in that eye.
So they were treating her for a parasite. So
correct.
It was a parasite.
It wasn't a parasite.
So what?
Exactly. It gets confusing. So they've basically given her a term, optic neuritis and panuveritis, right? It's a big fancy eye term.
What was the second one?
Panuveritis.
Are you saying Pam?
No, Pan.
Pan.
That would work with Pan. So basically what it means is we thought because she was hemorrhaging in her retinas, the retinas is the thing behind the eye that allows light in images you can see. Turns out it was her optic nerve. Really basic overview. The optic nerve is what allows images into the brain, what allows vision into the brain, which means you can see.
Oh, my God, you become the eye expert now.
They drew me a diagram. I was like, you don't have to draw me a diagram. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The optic nerve creates a blind spot in our vision as well where it attaches, but you fill it over with other information.
Your brain just sorts it out.
So essentially, her optic nerve was blocked, not letting anything in, which is why they were hemorrhaging in the retina. So they don't know why her optic nerve. They've then deemed it idiopathic.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Idiopathic means they don't know why it's happened.
I love that. They give it a fancy name for
idiots. Questions.
I was like, you idiot
moron.
It's
much more scientific.
They're going, idiopathic. Yeah. And they're like, yes, I assumed as much.
So basically, she's got that. The optic neuritis, but it's idiopathic, meaning she's got it. They don't know why she's got it. They don't know if it'll come back. They don't know when or if it like how it would come back, but it might also not come back.
So we don't know how it's been caused.
Idiopathic might be the worst word in the world.
I know. I heard that. I was like, okay, so I've got an answer, but I don't have any other answers. But the meds are working for a parasite, but it's not a parasite.
And if we go off the meds, what does that mean? Because if you don't know what you're actually treating, what happens now?
So anyway, in the good news, with the meds working and her responding, her eyes looking good, they said that we're going to ease her off for the next couple of weeks. She's going to be on meds for the next few months. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to bring her back to the vet in January. They're going to reassess her eyesight. If it's holding up as well as it is, we're going to ease her off the meds completely.
Okay.
There is a chance it could come back. However, they said it's more common in dogs for this not to come back. If it doesn't come back, happy days. If it does come back, it's a lot worse and she'll get instantly blinded. Essentially, it's harder to treat.
Jesus, don't tell me that when you don't even know how it started.
I know.
So you know what it could be worse, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah. And it was easy when I could tell people it was a parasite attacking her eyes. And they're like, no, it's definitely not a parasite. I was like, I feel like every time I come back, it's new. So, and they just chuck a lot of terms at you and a lot of medications and you're just sort of trying to take it all in.
Yeah.
But in good news, it's improving and we're easing off the meds and we just hope it doesn't come back.
Absolutely.
Yes. So it's a positive. I think it's the most positive outcome out of a negative situation.
Yeah.
And also you can bandy around that word idiopathic.
Yeah, I like that.
As much as you
and
like.
And I say optic nerve.
Optic, yeah.
Neuritis.
Idiopathic. The optic nerve blocking the vision.
But in all seriousness, that's wonderful news.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And thank you to everyone for messaging and reaching out. Yeah. And I posted a photo of Pam last night on Instagram. A bunch of people like, how is she?
It's the manifesting, man.
It's the manifesting.
Get the crystals out for Pam.
So she appreciates it. Morgan and I appreciate it. And it looks like we're on the mend and we just hope it doesn't come back and I can just tell more fun stories about Pam on the radio.
Yes.
And you know what was brilliant about yesterday? Just after they deemed her okay, like, yeah, we think she's going to be good, you know, very, you know, could come back, but we think it's okay. Pam let out a big fart on the vet. And I just went, there's my dog.
There's Miguel.
There she's back.
She is.